Jashodanandana Bhartijanarandana Jamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Shishivara Madhava Ki Jai Shishivara Govinda Ki Jai Shri Jagannath Shri Baladev Shrimati Subhadra Devi Ki Jai Shri Shigaur Natai Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai Namo Vishnu Budaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatireshatarine. So, I think what we're going to do, since we're starting a little late and we also want to read a little bit about Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, we'll just chant the Sanskrit in the introduction on page 1. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshuramilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tirati Swaparantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sachivam Sadvaitam Savaritam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devan Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tirubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So we're reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is with translations purports by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai And tonight we're on chapter 12 Devotional service, and we're on text 10 tonight. And everyone has probably different books. In the big book, it's on page 519. Abhya, 484 in the small book. So you're on. Chapter 12, and it is text 10, page 484 in the small book. Yeah, did you find it, Krishna? Do you see, maybe Carolyn, you can help them find it. Okay, so we'll do, in the word meaning section, we're going to do Sanskrit words first. Abhyase, api, asamartaha, asi, matkarma, parama, bhava, matartam, api, karmani, kurvan, siddhim, vapshasi, abhyase, pyasamartasi, matkarma paramopava, matartam api karmani, kurvan siddham avapsyasi, abhyase pyasamartasi, matkarma paramopava, matartam api karmani, kurvan siddham avapsyasi, abhyase pyasamartasi, matkarma paramobhava, matartam api karmani, kurvan siddham avapsyasi. Please chant. Abhyase pyasamartosi, makarma paramopava, madartham api karmani, kurvan siddham apapsasi. Did you want to try, Krishna? You want to try and we'll reply? You don't have to, if you don't like, that's okay. How about Antonia, do you want, or Carolyn, you want to try? You can, yeah. Abhyase pyasamartasi, makarma paramopava, marartam api karmani, kurvam siddham apapsasi. Abhyase, in practice, api, even if, asamartaha, unable, asi, you are, matkarma, my work, paramaha, dedicated to, bhava, become, matartam, for my sake, api, even, karmani, work, kurvan, performing, siddhin, perfection, avapsyasi, you will achieve. Translation and purport by the divine grace of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If you cannot practice the regulations of bhakti yoga, then just try to work for me, because by working for me, you will come to the perfect stage. So please repeat. If you cannot practice the regulations of bhakti yoga, then just try to work for me, because by working for me, you will come to the perfect stage. Prabhupada's purport, Ki Jai. One who is not able even to practice the regulative principles of bhakti yoga under the guidance of a spiritual master can still be drawn to this perfectional stage by working for the Supreme Lord. How to do this work has already been explained in the 55th verse of the 11th chapter. One should be sympathetic to the propagation of Krishna consciousness. There are many devotees who are engaged in the propagation of Krishna consciousness, and they require help. So, even if one cannot directly practice the regulative principles of bhakti yoga, he can try to help such work. Every endeavor requires land, capital, organization, and labor. Just as in business one requires a place to stay, some capital to use, some labor, and some organization to expand. So, the same is required in the service of Krishna. The only difference is that in materialism, one works for sense gratification. The same work, however, can be performed for the satisfaction of Krishna, and that is spiritual activity. If one has sufficient money, he can help in building an office or a temple for propagating Krishna consciousness, or he can help with publications. There are various fields of activity, and one should be interested in such activities. If one cannot sacrifice the results of his activities, the same person can still sacrifice some percentage to propagate Krishna consciousness. This voluntary service to the cause of Krishna consciousness will help one to rise to a higher state of love for God, whereupon one becomes perfect. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatire Shatanine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we've been given a progression here of different instructions that Krishna's giving to Arjuna. And if you cannot fix your mind on Krishna 100% without deviation, we were reading, right? And if you cannot give up all your activities and be 100% devoted to Krishna, then there's different things that you can do to also gradually advance. And so we were previously reading about how Krishna is asking, just do this. Fix your mind on me. Fix without deviation. And someone may say, well, that's a bit difficult. And so Krishna says, well, if you cannot do that, then what you do is you follow regulative principles of bhakti yoga. You know, you rise early in the morning, you take your bath, you chant and do all these different things, and you follow religious principles. So we read about that. And now we're reading about if you can't do that, then just try to work for Krishna. And in that way, gradually, coming more to the perfectional stage. So this is very practical lifestyle. There's something for everybody, no matter what level we're on. There's something where we can, you know, practice according to our capacity and our situation, and from that level there's the opportunities to gradually go higher and higher, make more surrender, be able to come up to the next level, right? So because it's a bhakti yoga, it's a yoga practice, there's all these different levels which end up in pure love. So tonight we're reading about working, and Prabhupada's saying that if you're not able to even practice these principles under the guidance of a guru, a spiritual master, still don't worry. You can be brought to the perfectional stage. And this is very important because not everybody is ready to surrender to the guru and all the principles. That may not be there. So we ourselves, if we're already trying to practice these regulations of bhakti yoga, still we can see that this is helpful instruction for others that we can give our help to, right? Maybe there's devotees who are aspiring to come to the practice of the regulative principles of bhakti yoga and they need help. So it's good for us to understand this progression. And also, too, when we read Prabhupada's purports, it gives us increased realization about where we're at. Like even if we're practicing the regulations of bhakti yoga, when we read about all these other levels of practice, then we can appreciate what we're doing. We can appreciate it more. For example, by Prabhupada's grace, we are following regulative principles of bhakti yoga. Okay, so we're getting mercy in order to do that. And when we read about different other levels, maybe, I don't know if you want to call them lower levels, but just different levels, it gives you an appreciation of where you're at. Like, for example, Prabhupada's the captain of the boat. If you're in the boat, you can appreciate that you're not struggling in the water, right? And so when we read about not being able to practice, but having to work and giving up some results to Krishna, we can think, okay, why don't I consider my daily practice a little bit more carefully, and why don't I think of whatever I do, I'm offering to Krishna? Because even though we're practicing regulative principles, we may not be so much consciously thinking of offering what we're doing to Krishna. We may not even be thinking of that. So in this purport here, it's explaining that on this level where someone maybe says, oh, you know, I can't do all these other things. I have other obligations in life, but I can offer some donations. I'm a businessman. I have a lot to offer. You know, I'll donate land for a temple. So many things they can do. But they may not feel like they can do anything else. So that's a wonderful thing. You know, we're so much appreciative of how everybody gets together, like in our congregation, everyone comes together and pools their abilities and their level of practice together. And so many wonderful things are happening, just like I was thinking about the Mayapur project, right? So you have so many levels of devotees working on the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. And some are on these different so-called levels that we've been reading about. Some of these people involved in the practice are just maybe giving their professional skills and advice, and that's about it. And then others are maybe sannyasis who are, you know, their whole life is dedicated to Krishna consciousness, following the principles, and a great high level of practice. You know, not just sannyasis, but even maybe just any devotees on the project, they also may be giving everything to Krishna. So here you have a whole group that's coming together to do an amazing project. And they're maybe at these different levels. And so in this way, Krishna consciousness is propagated. So I didn't want to go on too much more because I want to read a little bit about Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, but I don't know if anyone has any question or comment. It's just inspiring to hear that Krishna sees that there's a place for everybody in terms of the practice of coming to the perfect stage. Nobody needs to be left out, unless, of course, they choose to be left out. But anyone who has any inkling of helping themselves and others in this practice of bhakti yoga, there's something for everybody. So we never have to feel, you know, dejected that, well, this is too much. There's really something that everybody can do. And not only that, but when they offer whatever they can to this mission, then in time, their offerings become even more full, you could say. In other words, their consciousness becomes more and more Krishna conscious in time. So that's a pretty wonderful thing. All right. So I think what we'll do now is we'll read from this book that we were reading from earlier about Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, whose disappearance day is today. And we read a little bit about him earlier in the day, so I don't want to be too repetitive, but he's in our disciplic succession. He's the Shiksha Guru of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And so he's in this immediate line of ours. And I'll read some different excerpts and end a little bit with some excerpts about his disappearance, too. So he was born in a very respectable family in Bangladesh in 1780 AD. He was born in Bangladesh. And he took on the Paramahamsa Vesh, you know, the cloth of the Paramahamsa, the renounced Vaishnava. And he was setting a very exemplary example by, you know, this renunciation. And when he was in Vrindavan, the devotees in Vrindavan, they knew he was a great devotee. They understood, you know, his position, you know, how advanced he was. They could appreciate that. So he was considered one of the leaders of the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan at the time. While Jagannath Das was engaged in bhajan in Braj, a certain professional speaker on the Bhagavad from Katwa decided to move to Vrindavan to make his living, looking for gold and glory. Even though he gave excellent discourses on the Bhagavad, the renounced Vaishnavas showed no enthusiasm for them. They were very enthusiastic to hear from this so-called professional speaker. When he inquired into the reasons that they were not coming to listen to him, Jagannath and the other Vaishnavas told him, any discourse on the Bhagavad given by someone who has other goals in mind cannot be called a true explanation of the Bhagavad. His words can have no beneficial effect on anyone, not even himself. Indeed, such discourses have a negative effect on the consciousness of the listeners. The Vaishnavas, led by Jagannath Das, thus advised the professional speaker to give up the business of giving Bhagavad discourses as a means of making his living. By their grace, this money-minded Vaishnav was completely transformed, and he gave up his false pride in learning and high birth. He became a great devotee with such humility that he paid prostrated obeisances to every creature residing in the holy dharma. That would take a lot of time walking down Cherry Street. Every dog, every squirrel, every bug, every bird, you would be paying obeisances to. So that's what he did. Babaji Maharaj was himself a dedicated and intense Bhajananandi, but he did not believe that disciples who were unqualified and filled with material desires should be allowed to act in ways detrimental to service to Vishnu and the Vaishnavas on the pretext of engaging in the service of the holy name. He engaged less qualified disciples who had taken the renounced order in working the garden next to his cottage so that he could offer vegetables to the deity and the Vaishnavas. If the senses are not engaged in the service of Vishnu and the Vaishnavas, one does not develop the qualifications necessary to chant properly, and it is impossible to experience the power of the holy name. So he's teaching by example, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, that we need to do practical services to purify ourselves enough so that we can chant. Like if we're thinking, I'm having a hard time chanting, well, we just need to purify our mind and our senses more through our service, and then we can chant better, and then as we chant better, then we can actually serve better. So this is one thing that Babaji Maharaj taught. When an individual engages the senses and sense objects in relation to the body and bodily relations, then attachment for these naturally arises. When we are fixed in the consciousness that our very self, including our body and senses, belong to the Lord, and we engage our senses in the service of the Lord and his devotees, then our feelings of love and possessiveness for him increase. So this is one of the greatest lessons that Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj was teaching when he was living in Vrindavan. So then Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he met Bhaktivinoda Thakur for the first time in 1880 AD. And then their second meeting was in 1891. On this occasion, they spent the entire night, it was Ekadashi, discussing Krishna Katha. Jagannath Das Babaji encouraged Bhaktivinoda Thakur to preach Gaura's name and abode. The Thakur gave the following account of this eventful night in his Sajjana Toshini magazine. After spending the whole night in the Ekadashi vigil, people from the entire village gathered together at 8 in the morning to go on Nagar Sankirtan through the streets. With the venerable Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj at the head of the group, they made their way. It is impossible to describe Babaji Maharaj's ecstatic transformations during this kirtan. Though he is over 100 years old, he dances like a lion, sometimes singing out the couplet, Nitai ki nama eneche ve, nama eneche namer hate, shradara ule nama diteche ve. And that means, what divine name is this that Nitai has brought? He has brought the name to the marketplace and is selling it for the price of faith. As Babaji Maharaj sang, he cried and fell to the ground in ecstasy. I then saw something transpire which I had never seen before. All present were affected by his mood. Their eyes filled with tears and their hair stood on end. And even though they could barely sing, they remained absorbed in the kirtan and danced wildly. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also written about Jagannath Das Babaji in his autobiography. In 1892, Jagannath Das Babaji and many other Vaishnavas participated in the Sankirtan festival in Godrum, and then in Sri Mayapur. In the month of Magh, in 1299, that's the Bengali year, Babaji Maharaj came from Kulia Navadvip with his associates to Bhaktivinod Thakur's residence, Surabhi Kunj, in Godrumdweep. A great Sankirtan festival was held there on Wednesday, the 27th of Magh. So this Bhaktivinod Thakur wrote down these different experiences and different events in his publication, Sajjana Toshini. So this here is Babaji Maharaj designates Mahaprabhu's birth site. A physically powerful Vrajavasi named Bihari Das Babaji was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj's personal servant. He used to place Babaji Maharaj in a large wicker basket and carry him from place to place. Even though Babaji Maharaj was very aged, his sight was still good. His eyelids drooped, however, covering his eyes, and he had to lift them in order to see. It is said that Bihari Dasji carried Babaji Maharaj in the wicker basket as far as the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Upon arrival, Babaji Maharaj got out of the basket and began to dance madly, singing the names Jai Satchinandana Gora Hari. Everyone was amazed to see the old Babaji dance in this way. Through his divine vision, Babaji Maharaj pointed out the site of Mahaprabhu's birth, and then, later, the site where the Kazi broke a mridanga. This place is now known as Kola Bangar Danga, and is, of course, the site where Mahaprabhu had his all-night kirtans, Shiva's Angan. Here it's Kola Bangar Danga. I've also seen a Kola Banga Danga, but here it says Kola Bangar Danga.
So, Danga must mean breaking?
I guess so.
Breaking of the Kola.
Yes. Yeah. Shiva Sangha. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur described these events in Sajjana Toshini as follows. At 11 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, the 20th of Phalgun, 1299 of the Bengali era, which is 1892 of the Christian AD era, right? The way we calculate the years. Devotees filled three boats on the west bank of the Ganges in Navadvip town. The great devotee, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, was carried in a palanquin. By the time the party reached Mayapur, it was impossible to count the number of people who had gathered. Dwarika Babu and a party of devotees carrying colorful flags were waiting for the renounced Vaishnavas with a joyous kirtan at Mahaprabhu's Janmasthan. When all these devotees had gathered in the raised area where Mahaprabhu appeared and started to dance, it was such a wondrous sight as had likely not been seen before in Navadvip Dham for nearly 400 years. Later, the devotees sat down and, after discussing the matter, decided that deity service should be established both at the birthplace and at Srivas Angan. Jagannath Das Babaji proposed that Jagannath and Shachi Devi should be worshipped in one building, and Mahaprabhu and Lakshmi Devi and Vishnu Priya standing on his either side in another. On the other hand, deities of the Panchatattva should be consecrated in Srivas Angan. In those days, there was a large kadamba tree at the Mayapur Janmasthan. Babaji Maharaj came and danced under this tree. Sri Gaura Kishore Das Babaji also used to sit under that tree, chanting the holy name in deep trance. Jagannath Das Babaji spent the last years of his life in a cottage in Koladweep named Bhajan Kutir. This is where Babaji Maharaj's Samadhi tomb is now situated. As a service to Jagannath Das, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a concrete veranda built for his cottage. Okay, so I'll just read a little bit more before we read about the disappearance. So he was visiting also Bhaktivinoda Thakur's home, and when he learned that Saraswati Thakur, this is the son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, right? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. When he learned that he was an expert in astrology, he asked him to make an almanac based on the Vaishnav calendar. Later, the Chaitanya Math began publishing the Navadvip Panjika in accordance with Babaji Maharaj's wishes. Though Babaji Maharaj would not allow anyone to take his photograph, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was able to arrange to have one taken when he came to visit Bhakti Bhavan. This photo is familiar to all disciples of the Gaudiya Maths as it appears on their altars. It shows Babaji Maharaj sitting on a wooden seat with his worshipable Girdhadi Diti on his chest. If Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had not gone to this trouble, he would be eternally deprived of knowing what Jagannath Das Babaji looked like, or we would be eternally deprived. Babaji Maharaj deeply loved Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We have heard that he later gave his Giridhari to Bhaktivinoda, and that this deity is still being served in Bhakti Bhavan.
Is this a Giridhar Shila?
Sounds like it. Babaji Maharaj's disappearance. When approaching the end of his sojourn in this world, Babaji Maharaj became hunched and tiny looking. Nevertheless, he would still dance in kirtan, and when he did, he stretched to his full height of 6 feet. When absorbed in the ecstatic mood of kirtan, he would sometimes jump 5 or 6 feet into the air. With his tall figure and long arms, he made people think of Mahaprabhu. Jagannath Das's disappearance took place on the Shukla Pratipad of the month of Phalgun, Monday, February 25, 1895. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote of it in Sajjana Toshini. At 10 o'clock in the morning in the Bhajan Kutir in Koladweep in Navadweep town, the old general of the Vaishnavas went to his eternal abode. Siddha Babaji Mahashay went to the spiritual world, leaving this world in darkness. Our mundane eyes will no longer be able to behold his ecstatic dancing in kirtan. May he bestow his blessings on us from his place in the eternal abode. Okay. So there's more, but we'll stop here. Yeah, well, actually, we read after Sankirtan about him. But I love him. Do you want me to read again? Maybe, yeah. That's what we should do, is do the highlights. That would be good. Let's see. Do you remember where it was? Is it back? It's back. Oh, it's with the markers, right? So we'll do some highlights here of Srila Rasikananda Deva Goswami, or Rasikananda Rasika Murari. it's also called. So here we see that he's born in 1512, and Midnapore is the district in a town called Rohini, or village, or Raini, and this is in present-day Orissa, Bengal area. So actually, Midnapore district used to be part of the Orissan kingdom. So then it's kind of like it's been part of Orissa and Bengal. So that's where he's from. We can assume that Rasikananda was a Manjari in Krishna Lila. Though his spiritual master Shamananda had himself been initiated by Hridaya Chaitanya Goswami, who worshipped the Lord in the mood of friendship, he later took shelter of the conjugal mood due to the association of the Vraj devotees led by Jiva Goswami. Shamananda thus initiated Rasikananda into the worship of Radha and Krishna. So he was also known as Rasika Murari. Mother Janava's disciple Nityananda Das wrote in his Prema Vilas that Shamananda had two principal disciples. So in this book it was written that there was Rasika and Murari, but in Narhari Chakravarti's Bhakti Ratnakar, he explains that this is one individual. This is Rasika Murari, just one individual. That's his name. So anyway, he's a main disciple of Shamananda. So that's according to Bhakti Ratnakar, which is basically what we would take as our, you know, source. So where he comes from is not far from where Lord Ramachandra was exiled. And so there's different pastimes that took place there with Lord Ramachandra, and also the Pandavas, too. They also were staying in this area. So there, it's very like special historic area where he's from. So Rasika Murari meets Shamananda Prabhu. Rasika Murari was anxious to find a spiritual master who could give him guidance on the mystical path. One day, while in Ganthashila, he went to a solitary place to meditate. He had just entered into a very deep trance when he heard a voice from an unseen source say, "Murari, you need not be anxious. Your guru is Shamananda, and you will meet him here very shortly. Take shelter of him, and your life will be successful." Upon hearing this divine message, Murari began chanting the name of Shamananda on his beads with joyful enthusiasm. He spent the entire night crying out of eager expectation to meet his guru, until finally at the end of the night, he had a dream vision of Shamananda Prabhu, who said to him, "Don't worry any longer, for you will meet me on this very day." At dawn, Rasika Murari was on the lookout for his guru when he saw the tall figure of Shamananda approaching him as effulgent as the sun. Surrounded by disciples like Kishore Das, he was dancing in a state of absorption in divine love while chanting the names of Nityananda and Chaitanya. Rasika Murari had been waiting anxiously for so long to encounter his guru that he immediately fell down at his feet. Shamananda affectionately lifted him up and embraced him. Then, after giving him the Radha Krishna mantra, he offered him up to Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhus. This whole story demonstrates how we can find a guru through sincere prayers. Now the next section called Rasikananda becomes a potent preacher. Rasikananda Dev Goswami fully committed himself in body, mind, and soul to the service of his guru. Indeed, he served him so well that in a short time, he was recognized as Shamananda's chief disciple, a very powerful preacher and initiating guru himself. In fact, it is a truism that a good disciple becomes a good teacher. A spiritual master may have innumerable followers who call him their guru, but are disciples in name only. Only a true disciple who has dedicated himself completely to the spiritual master is imbued with all the powers of the guru. Shamananda invested Rasikananda with such spiritual power that he was able to convert many criminals, atheists, Muslims, and other fallen spirit souls to the path of devotion, bestowing the jewel of prema upon them all. On one occasion, a wicked Muslim tried to silence Rasika Murari by having him attacked by an intoxicated elephant. But Rasika was able to transform even the elephant into a disciple and engage him in the service of Vishnu and the Vaishnavas. How would you like an elephant for your godbrother or godsister? Why not? All who witnessed this amazing event were overwhelmed with astonishment at Rasika Murari's spiritual power, and the evil Muslim Zamindar himself came and surrendered to him. Shamananda turned the service of his personal Govinda deity over to Rasikananda. He delivered unlimited living beings without any consideration of their caste or religious background. Rasikananda remained constantly intoxicated in Harinam Sankirtan. Who will not be overcome with emotion on reciting his virtues? So these are all different quotes from translations from Bhakti Ratnakar. So I'm just going to read a paragraph here at the end about his disappearance. It is said that just prior to Rasikananda's disappearance in AD 1652, he went with seven of his disciples to a village named Banstaha near Jaleshwar. Mahaprabhu passed through this village when traveling to Puri with Nityananda. So that's from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Rasikananda and his party walked from there to Ramuna, chanting kirtan the whole way. When they arrived in the courtyard of the famous Kirchora Gopinath temple, Rasikananda suddenly merged into the body of the Gopinath deity. His disciples also left their bodies in the same place. Rasika Murari's flower samadhi and those of his seven associates are still maintained in the courtyard of the Kirchora Gopinath temple. An annual festival lasting 12 days is held in Ramuna to celebrate his disappearance. This takes place on Shiva Chaturdasi in the month of Magh. Well, that would be a wonderful festival. 12 whole days just celebrating his disappearance. So that's it for Rasika Murari. Jai Vaishnava Thakur Ki Jai. Anything else you wanted to add to it? Any pastimes? Ijai. Ijai. Disappearance of both of them today. Yeah.
Standing there like huge festival.